So how did this investigation change the diplomatic relationship between Washington and Moscow? Michael McFaul is a former U.S. ambassador to Russia. Ambassador, what's your take now that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has handed in his report and has found no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia?
Well, my first reaction as American is I'm relieved. So I think that's good news for all Americans. I have lots of more questions. I'm eager to see the report. We don't know the full details of what the Russians did in 2016. Robert Mueller and his team are now the world experts on that topic, and I hope we'll get the full details from them so that we can prevent such interference from happening in the next presidential election.
I mean, this investigation lasted pretty long, almost 2 years. Do you think it's done damage to U.S.-Russian relations? And if it has, is the damage fixable?
Well, it most certainly made it harder for President Trump to engage with President Putin. And most certainly the reaction is Moscow is now's the time for a new reset. I personally disagree with that. Russia has been engaging in belligerent behavior against America's national interests, be it annexation of Crimea or violating our sovereignty in 2016. So I would hope that we have continuity in the policy where we deter Putin rather than try to seek rapprochement with him now.
I mean, hearing you say that, it feels like things kind of have been on pause with Syria, with Crimea. What hasn't gotten done, geopolitically speaking, as a result of the Mueller investigation and all the accusations?
Well, I think you have this very odd paradox where the Trump administration has a pretty good policy towards Russia, confronting them, sanctioning them, pushing back and supporting Ukraine, supporting NATO. But the president himself has time and time again said on the record that he disagrees with that policy. Now, I hope he continues to disagree and the policy will remain the same. I do wonder, however, if with the lifting of this cloud of the Mueller investigation, you might see President Trump move more aggressively towards personalizing diplomacy with Putin. And my own view is that would be a mistake. That would not be in America's national interest.
Yeah, elaborate a bit more on what you mean by personalizing diplomacy. I mean, what are your specific concerns about the relationship between this White House and Russia?
Well, I think it's a pattern during the Trump era that President Trump believes through his personal relationships with leaders, he can achieve foreign policy objectives that the rest of the government cannot. To date, however, I think you haven't seen many concrete objectives of that kind of approach. And what I fear with Putin is that in the name of a good relationship with Putin and Russia, President Trump will forget about the annexation of Crimea. He'll forget about the disastrous war that Putin has helped to execute in Syria. And he'll forget about what Putin did during the 2016 presidential elections. What we know of what Mueller has done so far, illustrated most elaborately in the two indictments of the two groups of Russians, is that they had a multi-pronged
You're talking
campaign.
About from the Internet Research Agency.
Exactly. The Internet Research Agency and the GRU, the Russian military intelligence officers, who stole data from the Democratic National Committee and John Podesta and published it with the intention to influence how Americans vote. We can't just say, well, let's just forget about that and move on. There have to be consequences to those Russian actions.
What is your sense, Ambassador, of how active various entities in Russia are about interfering in the 2020 election here in the U.S.?
Well, I think it's too early to tell. They don't reveal what they're going to do this far ahead of time. But what I would say, which scares me, is that we've done next to nothing to enhance our efforts to deter that. All the things that they did in 2016, the permissive conditions are still available for them to do it again in 2020.
Michael McFaul, the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.